begin the grand daf and something like subas daf samach gimel begin the mitav begin the tezmaster begin the digmar date the gabir rabbi mina darta. Did you take the neder having in mind a great person? And therefore I say, oh, I didn't know it was you, and therefore he's allowed to give his daughter from his assets. The question is, Rem Temetit, let's take a second look at the beginning to say, but like, also, you're not allowed to open up a nether to be matured with something that was only developed at a later point in time. I mean, when a dumb like Dimas and Dumb Pegger Belez and Dumb Samuel Menaf, Kate said, how so? I'm not going to say, I take a nether, I'm not going to have benefit to that person, when that's a Sebuchel, and the person becomes a Sebuchel, now he needs him. Oh, that's too late. That wasn't something that was at that time. It only happened later on. So how could this help that he later became a Talmud Chacham? That was Noilid. What you could say is the Hachal Chashem Noilid. Here that Reb Kiva became Reb Kiva, it's not something that developed at a point in time. Because when was the Neder taken? Because he was going to Yeshiva. Kiva Shalach LeBeira, but at the point when he was going to Yeshiva, the Derech LeBahelech Limud. That's the norm. When someone's going to learn, Shanaz Adam God becomes a great person. Famous Taisis, that itself is not considered Noilid, it's a given. Or, you know, I mean, another person could say is, going to Tolan Nidra Bedava, we could say, we have been Kabul Sabuah, had made his neder dependent on something. Meaning, Shapirish Peshosh, another, he specified when he was taking the vow. He said, he explained why he's saying it. Adas, with the intention of Leah to say, baby's not going to become a cipher. Dominion Zelo, have a neder. Oh, that's not considered a neder. Because he's explicitly saying what your reason is. Because Nam Pegre Belezah, over the Samachayah Menav. Koinim, I take a neder, Shani Nasis, plainness. I'm not marrying that woman. Why? Shabir, now her father's bad. Amulet, they say to him, Mace, he died. Oyasu Chuba, or he did repentance, Vahulu, etc. Where the Gemara says, wait a second, how could that be a Pesach? Meis Nodhu, dying, it happens a later time. Who has the Nasa Tshuva, what's happening later time? Shani Gemara answers, Rav Hunni says, Nasa Keter L'Nidu B'Dover, it's like as if when he makes it dependent, it's about on that something. Which is, it's like as if he specified that. So that's not considered a Noil. And Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishani Asim, he that he answers over there, Bin Yach, in a different way, not like this Pshad, it's not because he disagrees with this idea of when you make it dependent on somebody, it's not a problem. He just thinks that that case is not considered this case of Tel Nid B'Dava. But if it would be, then of course he would agree, and therefore he would agree to the second shot that Tais is bringing. The daughter of Bekiva, Abdilil Benazi Hachi. That she, like her mother, did the same thing for her husband Benazai, letting him go to Yeshiva for all those years. But then, says if the Mevitz asks the second look, he begin to say about Perkam and the Sayyid Abdal and Beis Pachatim Ma'as Wa'ika. But there is an opinion that Benazir Loi Nosib, Benazir never got married. Now, who Lishna the Mishani, according to the version of it that answers Nosib Pidish, that he got married, but he got divorced on Sishab. It makes sense. That's actually what happened. But according to the Pshat that never got married, so how does this order? How does this Gemara over here make sense? So what you could say is the Avigab the Kamahacha of the Hachil Benazir, even though you could say the Gemara is saying that the daughter of Reb Kiva was married to Benazir, did the same thing. Mekomakom Leinasi, shouldn't marry him. It'll be Edison, was just engaged, and she sent him off. And therefore, it's not a contradiction that he never got married, but he was engaged. The next says, Master begins the Gemara, Person Lazayin Dinar. Every week that she's Meredis, we diminish 7 dinar. Which be Yisham Mefarish. Yisham explains, Keneged Sheva Malachis. Why specifically 7 dinar? It correlates to the 7 activities she Isha Sabah that woman's supposed to do for her husband, which she's not doing. And we got me emoted, and we're going to, when he rebels, the Mesibah Shalash Adam that we add onto our Ksuba 3 Dinarim. But Farish Yisham explains, can make a share Ksuba 3 which are 3 obligations that a husband has for the wife, which is clothing, food, and intimacy. But says Tzayis Vashash Shalom, no ain't Sabakin. Our Gemara, the Babli, does not hold like a Yisham, because the Babli Gemara asks, Ma be emoted, what's the difference? Why would the making this the discrimination between the man and the woman? But Farish Tamakin, the Gemara gives a different reason, obviously, that they don't hold like the Yisham, because Yisham says, what's the difference? She says the merida is from intimacy. Avma malacha, but Tais says the way the Gemara understands now is but from malacha. Lo have a meredis, but and really that's the maskon also that everyone agrees to tashmish as merida, but regarding malacha, he also loves meredis. That's not considered as a merida. Why? Because Rav Huna let the merida. Rav Huna goes according to his reasoning that Domalel, he said previously that the chazan bezichal ishush temalabala, woman could say to her husband ein zin vein oise, look, don't feed me, and my activity is not going to go to you. And therefore, she could remove herself. So therefore, you can't say it's a meredis by not doing work for the husband. There's a Bezuch Anina who disagrees. So I was like, Kishlokish, that a woman cannot say, and it's very nice, therefore that would be considered meredith if she's not doing work for her husband. Now, so says, but like the women, you cannot say, that, no, maybe Bezuch Anina holds like Revhuna, that the Omar, that woman could say to her husband, etc., that I'm not going to get fed, I'm not going to do work for you. So then, why is Umeredis Memalacha? If she could choose her handiwork not to go to husband, it's referring to other Malacha. Hainu, that would mean Mezigas Akais. The pouring of the cup, but Sosamita, spreading out the bed sheets, and washing his hands, face, and his feet. And maybe you'll say that that's what it means that she's being mited on that work. Says, no, the Mestabis logical, the Chayebis, that she's obligated in those things. Meaning, Tosfos is saying, and why you would think to say that this is the pshat. Because these things, even if she's saying ein zin v'ein oisa, she's still obligated in these things. I feel amar ein zin v'ein oisa. Midhava ayeshavas bekatadra. You find that a woman who has four maidservants, she could sit in the throne. The chayvus, and she still has to do them. So maybe that's what it means that she's merida on that malacha, even though she doesn't have to do other types of work because she's not getting the zenis. And he could still be like Rabbona. So it says no. Dein nira, it doesn't appear correct. Shatei meredes that she should be considered as a rebellious woman. Elam lachs mavrash m'snid. Only from the activities we said in the Mishnah, which are those seven types of activities, not these three endearing ones. V'oid more when they come b'samach. From the fact the Gemara tells us shortly chayla bas malachi. What? How could a chayla be a case if you hold that meredes malacha as a sick woman? You think she could do work? Now, voice malachas, but those three things that you just mentioned, hafilu chayli chaylas. So, what do you mean? A sick woman could do them because they're in a chal kachach. She's obviously not so sick because kibush chaylis b'tashmish. We didn't have a difficulty with the one who holds intimacy, where she could have intimacy. So, obviously, he's not referring to those three things. Now, says to be iav amina. If we would have said the chi amr in the zayin zvein aisa, that if she says, "When I'm not gonna get fed and my work's not gonna go to you," loy mefkas atzma. The only thing she's removing of herself actually is el masiyas temer. The only thing she doesn't have to do for him is making the wool. That's the primary of a handiwork of a shamalachas, but actually the other activities that we said in the Mishnah could go into chen's wife, but grinding and baking and all those other things, etc., abda she has to do, even though she's not getting the zens from, then you're right, having matzah shabbat, sub-grabbana, then and actually he could have been like Rabbi Huna. And that's because even though she doesn't have to do the primary malacha, but tell her she would still have to do the other ones that she's eating maiden on. And the chemash makzah, so too, it actually sounds a little bit that she can't let herself off the hook from those things, even though she's not getting the zens. Because the Karl El, the Gemara previously in the Testament of it said, Maisi Yedeo, Midi the Kites. Her handiwork is something that has a set amount. Now, B'sham Malachas, but we're going to all those other things we said in the Mishnah, we're going to Techen this way for grinding and baking, L'shek Ketuz, it's not a set amount. But says such a novel, Ein Nira. But it doesn't seem to be correct to say such a thing that her Mazainus is only for the Maisi Daim of the Tzemer, but not for all the, not, it's not the equivalent of all the other things. Eli Ki Amra Ein Nizenz Ben Eisa, rather if she says, I'm not going to get fed, I'm not going to do work for the husband, between Mekol's Amalachas. No, she's actually exempt from all the seven types of activities, and therefore she would not be a Meiredes on that. And Mechi Abdesha Amalachas, and therefore if she actually does the other types of work, then actually Peichson Lamasiyas Betzema, then she could do even now less of the doing of the wool. Kanam Mastin, like we learned in the Mishnah later on some of the days, that we find she's doing more in one area, she could do less in another one. Like it says, Vemhoitz Menekes, she was a nursing woman, Peichson Lamasiyas Betzema, we diminish the amount of her handwork that she has to do. And when the same thing would be, if she's grinding and baking, she also could do less of the making of the wool. Is this that we pick specifically a case of a nursing woman? That's just because it's told me over there that he's providing for her through a third party, which she can't do all the other things besides for nursing, which is for the baby. Because she's not with him in the house. But you're right, we would diminish from a ma'aseh daim even if she does the other malachas, and therefore, obviously, they're all in place of the mezainis, because if we don't say that, you say that it's only the one of the tzemer, so it come out that they wouldn't be the equivalent one of the other. And all the other malachas that she's doing are not tachas mezainis. Now, so it says to me, however, yesh litchis. You could reject and say, maybe the davka no kamnika. No, maybe specifically that halacha was said regarding a nursing woman. But regarding all the other malachas, however, that we actually would not diminish from the ma'aseh daim of the tzemer that she has to do, because they're not in place of mezainis. And by the nursing woman that we diminish, is mishum de terech memayit cholav. It's very simple, because of the effort that she's putting in, that of the malachas, that would diminish the amount of milk. So pechsa ma'aseh daim, therefore we make her do only less work. And makamakam nira. But however, so it does appear the chiyamer in the zend v'naisa when she says I'm not going to get fit and I don't know what I'm doing work. The b'turim come malacha such as exempt from all activity. Shem tasla malacha is achedus because if she does for him other types of work, him kain like you're saying that it would only exempt her from the tzemer. Kain lo imlo tasla asmas. She's never going to be able to do anything for herself. Ubemaitein the zaynus. And with what are you going to say she's going to feed herself? Because it only lets her off the hook from one of them. Now. Obviously, so therefore, that if he holds that she's a meredes from malacha, obviously does not hold like Rav Huna that says that you can say in the zayin zvein ice. But then, since we're going to say meredes from malacha, on my part, Islam makes why you diminish from maksuba, linka pizdiv alasiv, why don't you force her with a stick and make her do her work? Yachal akayfal amaisi yedel or a shlokish, grant a shlokish, you can force her to do her handiwork. Shema tazuv, you can say, is the kivin the inner rates of last, since she only wants to do it through being forced. Chashiva Medes Ubechzin. That automatically makes her into a rebellious woman, and we diminish. Because in Amdar, Menachash Bekvivach, the person cannot live with a snake in one basket, and even though we're forcing her, but that's still something that's considered rebellious to the husband. It's where she says that don't feed me, and we're saying that the Mayrin, the rebellious husband, is where he says, I'm not going to feed her, I'm not going to take care of her. So Mikan Mechir Rabbi Eliyahu, from here Rabbi Eliyahu proves because the person's got to get a job. He's got to hire himself as a school teacher, Allah Simlocha has to do some other job because he lost Nasish to feed his wife. If that wouldn't be the case, then Ma'in Zeh. What is this idea of that saying, I'm not going to provide for her? It's the Mayrim Malach have to do with rebelling from work. But he's not obligated, just if he has, to give her. But he doesn't have to get a job. In fact, we're saying he's Mayrim Malacha. Obviously, if he doesn't have what to provide for, he has to do Malacha, and he's rebelling by not doing that work to provide for his wife. I mean, but according to Rashi's interpretation, it's not like that. From the Zon Mefarnes, when we're saying that he has an obligation to feed and to provide for, who connected Malacha Shal Isha, it's not. He's not married from his own malacha, he's married from the malacha that his wife is doing for him, and he's not providing for her the food, which is the equivalent for that. But the Rabbein Eliyahu brings another proof from the fact we read in the Ksuba that the husband writes, I'm going to work, so you see, he has an obligation to work to provide for her. However, it says, let's also be rejected. Rabbein says, the Aflach, working, that means work in the ground. I'm going to plow, I'm going to weed, I'm going to hoe, I'm going to field, I'm going to bring food back home. That's if he has. Al Haskas to hire himself out, and the Chayiv is not obligated to do that. If it says, I'm not going to feed her, I'm not going to provide for her, you need to beat the Ksuba, you have to go and give her Ksuba right away. So how could you say that's a motive that you keep on adding on to Ksuba if Rav says you have to go and divorce her right away? So it says there's Mishmuel, from Shmuel, the Polygol of the Rav, that he disagrees with Rav, but said, later on the Ein Zayin Manaf, that he says, instead of forcing him to divorce, we should force him to feed her. Which says, by the way, Keshne, which he says, we can't ask to say, wait a second, so why is it Mayrid? If we force him anyways to feed her? No, because the Lidei, also Shabbat, according to Shmuel, makes sense. Although we actually do force him to feed her, we're still going to add on to her Ksuba, since he doesn't want to feed her, it'll be Kvi only by being forced. Like we said, regarding the woman, so too regarding the man, no one wants to live with a snake in one basket because they don't really want him. We force him to divorce her right away. What are you adding on if you're divorcing right away? Then it says, we can say, Lamanda Mitashmish, the one that says that the Merid is from intimacy, Namitikshin. You also have a difficulty. If he rebels from having intimacy, we also force him to divorce her. Because you think you're always going to keep on adding the her ksuba, but the second koyimel, and all her days she's going to be aguna without having anyone being intimate. So same thing. According to his opinion, you could also ask, why are you adding on? We should force him to divorce right away. So it says, you could say that have a matzah. The Gemara could have said, and according to reasoning, it's also difficult, and it would have been the same difficulty.